I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still watching Remembrance of the Daleks because that's how this podcast goes now. I watch episodes for months on end and then talk about nothing for another 3 weeks. It's a strange habit I've gotten into. Welcome back. The Davros chair is telling Ratcliffe that the enemy is about to start moving. The Imperial Dalek faction, and soon it will be war. Ratcliffe says the country fought for the last cause in the war, and when he spoke out, he was imprisoned. This is problematic. So when I first saw this, so like way back in the 80s, I presumed he was meant to be a communist because he's got like a star on his lapel. But because I presumed what he meant by the last war was like either Vietnam or Korean War. But I don't think Britain participated in those wars, did they? So I'm wondering if he means actually World War II and he really is a fascist, not a communist. Because like in World War II, the communists were also fighting the fascists, and the communism was like seen as kind of a viable option for a while until the CIA got in on the act of making communists sound like, you know, the next big evil. Like, you know, the CIA bought the rights to George Orwell's Animal Farm from his widow, and they financed the cartoon about it. You know, there's a cartoon movie that was made in the 50s in the UK with just one guy doing all the voices, like berserk. But yeah, the Animal Farm, like, because the book of Animal Farm, it's kind of like, you know, George Orwell kind of points out that the communists and the capitalists are as bad as one another in the people they sacrifice to achieve their aims. But the movie, the cartoon, is very much only one side is bad. But yeah, funded by the CIA, and like nuts. And apparently the only reason she sold the rights was because I think they promised her that she could meet Clark Gable. I don't even think that happened. But yeah, there was a lot of, like, the CIA were doing a lot of interfering with kind of cultural things to sort of, you know, basically turn the feelings of people against communism because they saw that as the biggest evil they were facing, which kind of started the whole Cold War business. Anyway, that's history chat. That's weird CIA history chat. Anyway, so Ratcliffe, I thought he was for a long time a communist, but now because I've watched all these episodes and some of Mike's attitudes seem quite racist as the episodes go on and Mike's a member of the association. I'm like, oh, right. So the association is kind of a, you know, keep Britain white sort of bit of business, which, of course, is, you know, the same ideals as the Nazis, which is why the Doctor had that whole kind of, which is why you get Martin Luther King. Oh, and apparently the other voice in the opening chat was Charles de Gaulle. It wasn't a Russian. but that's according to one thing. Anyway, well, I'll look into this more when we finish about what was going on where. But yeah, it's... it's kind of, yeah, it's really like, this is kind of meatier than Doctor Who has been for a while. Like, normally when there's this kind of stuff in the show, it's buried way down deep. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, if there's an allusion to something, it's barely an allusion. It's kind of like, oh, this is standing in for that. And it's not really, you know, it's a space monster that's supposedly, you know, indicative of racists, like the Daleks being kind of a cipher for Nazis. But this is kind of, you know, real stuff. Like, this is a character who was jailed for, I guess, being a Nazi sympathizer during the war. So, and also, you know, he's aligned himself with, you know, the ultimate space Nazis, the Daleks. So yeah, it's kind of, it's more full on than the show normally gets in a political bent. I'm sure people will think it's far too woke nowadays. How dare you malign Nazis? I love that that's the place we've come to in our society now, where apparently, you know, being mean to Nazis is not okay. Like, that's not fair and balanced to be... I'm not going to be fair and balanced when it comes to Nazis. I'm just pointing that out now. Racists can get in the bin, especially racists that want to kill people. So, anyway, Gilmore, our army boss, I guess Air Force because he's a group captain. Gilmore tells the Doctor some guff about the evacuation plans and D-notices, and it's a whole lot of stuff. it's a lot of malarkey. And the Doctor wants to give some coordinates to Jodrell Bank to search for something in space. Jodrell Bank was the, you know, big radio telescope dish thing that could search space. And I think, was Jodrell Bank where they filmed where the fourth Doctor regenerated when he fell off the giant radio telescope dish thing? I mean, it was called the Pharos Project, I think, in the episode. But then later on, other Doctors have referred to it as Jodrell Bank and the terrible thing that happened there. So maybe it's meant, I mean, maybe the Pharos Project was just something that was running at Jodrell Bank when the Doctor fell off and the Master was trying to ransom the universe, the Walkman. we'll watch that episode one day. It's amazing. So anyway, the seventh Doctor has sent some coordinates for something in space, and the Doctor says this to avoid interacting at all costs. Ace, back at the, I was about to say share house, but it's a boarding house. It's a boarding house. She turns the TV on, but doesn't come on right away. So she starts fiddling about, and she finds a sign in the window that's hanging there that says "No Coloureds." Ooh, that is some heavy malarkey. So Mike's mum, clearly racist. Mike and his association with the association clearly has some racist viewpoints. So Ace is kind of furious. She grabs up her coat after seeing this offensive sign. And the BBC is on the television announcing that it's Saturday afternoon and the beginning of a new science fiction series. And then Rachel and the Doctor are looking at a printout that's being spat out of an old telex machine thing. So this is weird. Like, I feel like this is set in the world like where Doctor Who is about to be on TV, but the Doctor is there like as a character. And this kind of feeds into my theory that Doctor Who is like in the Fantastic Four comics, they used to show the Fantastic Four coming and telling the writers and artists about their adventures so they could make the comic, implying that they're real people, you know, Santa style. And I used to think that about Doctor Who, that the Doctor would just pop up one day at the BBC, give them a list of things that had happened to him recently or her, and then pop back off again, and they would try to make TV shows about it because, you know, it's easier than coming up with your own ideas. Just like, okay, so whenever anyone's getting angry at the showrunner, it's like, well, that's not the showrunner's fault because the Doctor turned up and gave them a list of stories. It just, you know, it just happened to be a period of time where nothing that interesting was happening in the Doctor's life that you were interested in as a fan. But the rest of us just go with it because, you know, the Doctor's having fun. Anyway, that was that was my, like, when I see a scene like this, like, that's how I reconcile it. I'm like, well, how can there be Doctor Who in this world where the Doctor is a person? How can there be a TV show about to start on Saturday afternoon on the BBC in 1963? And I'm like, well, obviously, the Doctor has gone back and given the BBC details of his exciting life, or her exciting life, whichever Doctor did it. And now we get to watch it on TV. So that's the real thing to be jealous about, Russell T. Davis coming back to the show, is that, you know, more visits from the Doctor are probably due. Unless the Doctor just popped back to 1963 and the list is so long, they're still dealing with it. All right, more insane theories in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.